Today, the good news is bad news problem. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of these posts covering finance and property news. Well, Wall Street's main indices are poised for a sharply lower open on Friday after a strong jobs report deepened fears that interest rates may stay elevated for an extended period. The Labour Department's report showed non-farm payrolls increased by, wait for it, 336,000 jobs in September on a monthly basis, against the expectations of around 170,000 additions. The unemployment rate was 3.8% against the expectations of 3.7%, while average hourly earnings increased 0.2% compared with estimates of 0.3%. Payrolls beat estimates by a big margin. The economy looks hot, and the higher for longer narrative will probably switch back to being simply higher, said Neil Birrell, Chief Investment Officer at Premier Milton Diversified Growth Funds. This will give the Fed a headache and the rest of us plenty to think about. The US economy is showing its resilience yet again. US stock index futures erased their initial gains, with Treasury yields spiking after the data, while traders increased bets of another interest rate hike this year. The labour market has managed to withstand the onslaughts of the Federal Reserve's aggressive rate hike campaign, worrying investors that the central bank would need to keep its monetary policy tighter for a longer duration in its fight against inflation. And as a result, the S&P 500 will be eyeing its fifth straight weekly fall, while the Dow is on track to decline for the third straight week. And also, energy is set to be the worst hit among the major sectors, while communication services could well be performing better. Fed officials on Thursday indicated little concern that the recent rise in yields could imperil a soft landing for the economy, and said it could actually help the central bank in its fight against inflation. But looking ahead, data will take center stage once again, with the September consumer price inflation and producer price index readings due next week. And there'll also be significant focus on the upcoming quarterly earnings season, when the major banks, including JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and asset manager BlackRock, will report next week. But the point I want to make is that the good news about unemployment remaining low and lots of new jobs being created is translated into bad news, because it means that interest rates will have to go higher for longer. And so we're in this weird world where good economic data is actually translating into poor market performance. And if this continues, you can expect interest rates to continue to rise higher, the Fed having to do more, and to keep those rates extended for a long period of time. Things, as they say, are getting quite interesting. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.